Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. That's the Birds bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you want to read or watch or listen. We've got something that will help you wherever you are in the time continuum of ownership and whatever is on your mind. If you're frightened or excited, we got something that will help you, smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Ruth Sherman has deposited with us over the last many years, coming up on 9 years as a great member of our Brain Trust. And she's here with us now, Ruth Sherman, the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, one of the top interpersonal communication experts on the planet. Ruth, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about body language. What's the next thing we need to think about in terms of body language today?
The next thing that I think we should think about, Jim, is that if you behave in a certain way, if you move your body, if you stand up straight, if you step into your quote-unquote power, let's call it that, you will feel it. In other words, instead of feeling phony, the idea that you stand in a powerful way will make you feel more powerful. And I think this is one of the most exciting things to come down the pike, in terms of research. This is not easy stuff to find out.
So do you just make yourself more erect, take deep breaths?
Yes, exactly. So, in other words, if we think of Wonder Woman, let's just imagine Wonder Woman in that stance with her hands on her hip.
I can do that. I can imagine Wonder Woman. Go ahead.
Well, we call it Superman for men. Okay, so it's the same kind of thing. You stand there with your hands on your hips.
I'd rather imagine Wonder Woman.
Right?
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. And then you stand there with your hands on your hips, with your shoulders back, with your legs about shoulders width apart. You know, lock yourself in a bathroom stool.
Can I have the little cuffs? Can I have the little cuffs?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. All the magic stuff. Yeah, definitely a little crown. And then you stand there, and you stand there for just a minute, quietly like that. You will feel more powerful before you walk into that room and before you step on that stage. And you don't even have to stand there like that, Jim. You can be sitting in a chair with your feet up on a table. Mm-hmm. In other words, whatever position is a power position for you, stand in that position or sit in that position for a very short period of time, a minute or so, before walking into a room, and that will come through. That will stay with you. It will give you, people will feel that emanating from you. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the, that's one of the most interesting. It's not so much fake it till you make it, Jim, because people often will, clients say to me all the time, I don't want to feel phony. I don't want to feel like inauthentic. I'm not an actor. And it's like, I don't care how you feel. I only care how you look and sound.
Right.
I only care how you look and sound. Mm-hmm. And speak in a more powerful voice. Know when you're standing in a
this
room.
This is really important you and I were talking about the difference in men and women earlier, but I'll tell you, I've heard plenty of men who could not project their voice.
No, they can't. And,
sometimes people will be shocked to hear this. Sometimes we have to decide if I even need a mic or not because I was born with a big mouth and the Army taught me how to project it. But still, folks, please reach down into your diaphragm and pull up some gumption and say your words where people can hear it like you care, like you have some conviction. That's part of the body language, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we are all about, when we are in business, we are all about how we project. What do we project to the rest of the world? Mm-hmm. Are we projecting somebody who is shy, somebody who is not confident, somebody who is not knowledgeable? Because people will decide whether you're an expert, whether you are who you say you are, whether you are your biography. Right?
And you never,
based on how you look and sound. And if it contradicts that, if the way you look and sound contradicts what you say, people will believe the way you look and sound instead of what you say.
And if you're in business and you're in front of a group that have come to hear a certain message, you don't know what everybody in that audience, how everybody in that audience is evaluating you. They could, they might not care, and they might know 10 times more than you know about your subject, but they may be evaluating you for other things, maybe whether they even want to do business with you or not, or whether they want to hire you, or whatever it may be. You never know how people are evaluating you, and you've just got to put your best foot forward in those cases.
Absolutely. You want to be a magnet. I mean, you want to be a magnet, and this is one magnetic trick that people don't know to use.
I gave a speech last week, two speeches last week in Las Vegas at a convention, and people walked up to me afterwards. Some people said they liked my message, but some people didn't say they liked my message, but they said, I really appreciated your passion.
Yes. Absolutely. And it is the only way that we have to display passion. We can't write about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't write passion. You have to display it by the way you look, sound, and move.
And one of the ways to get that done, folks, is when you talk to groups, talk about what you are passionate about.
Right.
That's how you deliver passion. What do you think, Ruth?
I agree with you. And I think that it's also important to be able to tell your truth. So what you were saying earlier, you alluded to that, you know, people who saw you speak said some people agreed with it. Other people said we really appreciated your passion.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Hey, Ruth, give us the website, please.
It's RuthSherman.com, Jim.
And the book is Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away wherever books are sold, right?
Absolutely.
How to Persuade Anyone of Anything. It works, too, folks. Hey, Ruth, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Have a great day, everyone.
Ruth
Bye.
Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.